The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you. Who among you would say to your servant, who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated.
I think I need to repeat the same phrase what Jesus is teaching. Increase my faith. So I find out my faith is very weak also. Sometimes when I read the first reading to the Abaku, he says, "How long, Lord, I cry for help, but you do not listen." We want to listen to the voice, his voice. But at times, it seems silent, as if God is not listening to what we ask him. Is it true that God is not listening? Of course not. But the prophet says, "How long I cry for help, but you do not listen." We're impatient. You know, when Jesus came, they took him as a Messiah. It's the one who gives the strength to the Israel people that they can be away from the Roman Empire and be independent as an Israel state. But Jesus did nothing. They were disappointed, the people disappointed, because they want him to be the leader against the Roman Empire. Only after 300 years later, when the mother of Constantine, Emperor Constantine, came to Rome, a pilgrimage, and he found the cross, and she was converted. And when she went back to Rome, his son converted. It took years and years. But the purpose of Jesus is not that he wanted to change the system. He wanted to change our heart. He didn't change the system at all. In Hong Kong, we want to change the system, right? At once. No matter what. If our heart does not change, you can, the outside world, the Western world, they save the freedom, freedom. If no money, no power, you do nothing. The same. If the heart is not changed, we are living the same misery. Not because of the system, because of heart. So at times, all these days, I'm telling my people, because especially the Chinese people, they're crying every night, watching television, and there's no hope. But I tell them, be patient. Important is that we live in peace. How? Live in His will. When you're working, befriend your companions. When you come to church, wholeheartedly give all things to the Lord. He will look after you. I had the experience of the wedding at Cana, when our heavenly mother found out not enough wine, he just simply told Jesus, they have no wine. That's all. Even Jesus respond, it's not our business. But Mary keep the mouth shut, not just arguing. He just told the servant, whatever he asks you, do it. And Jesus did the first miracle to change water into the best wine in the world. He can. But we have to ask. I think some of you might know the experience of Sister Faustina. Once Jesus was asking Sister Faustina, Faustina, you didn't ask anything. Then Faustina, with simplicity, Lord, you know everything. What Jesus answered, I know it's my part, but you ask another thing. It doesn't mean I know and then you don't ask. It's so true. If you don't ask, you don't value what you have given, as if you don't need. But if you need, you ask, then you'll be satisfied. I'm happy these days, among Catholics and Christians, all united in prayer these days. Certain hour, a chain of prayer, you can join also. Just pray for Hong Kong. Never before, everybody take for granted everything is good, I'm okay, but now something's not very okay, then we say, Lord, 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 where are you? Just like the prophet, where are you? We don't hear you. Us will be given. So today, please pray together with us. We need the unity. This, the purpose of Jesus coming on earth is not to change the world, but change our hearts. Even renewed heart, even what system, you are free. If not, even you are in charge of the society, you're not free, you're not happy, because you don't have God. That's a problem. Of course, we cannot preach to the outside world, the young people, so you don't have God, they will kill me. They say, we have God, but don't have the Spirit. So we have to pray for one another. Everybody is weak. We are all sinners. Tell the truth. We are not better than they. We have to pray for one another so that our heart is day by day open to the will of God the Father. So let us pray for one another that we be the God's grace, that we can live the gospel with our life. Witness the gospel with our life. In Father, Son, and Spirit.